Hello.
Es tiempo para confundir el chango. Monkey.
Disco dancer.
Oh wow.
The monkey is stupid.
Stupid.
Malibu Dale tell himself he's not so dumb.
Okay.
But just remember, he thought France was the capital of New Jersey.
I really don't know that question.
Stop the monkey. Stop that stupid monkey.
Not just the idiot, you know, unfortunate enough that he's stuck answering them for everybody.
Wow, that's pathetic.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again to stump that monkey, a little lighter than the last hour. And Malibu Dan, our resident monkey, is with us. Nice to see you, Monkatine.
Great to see you guys.
And Sam Simon from Cheers and Simpsons and The Norm Show.
And the Game Bars.
And Taxi and all those shows. He's got his own charity out in Malibu. Nice to see you.
Sam Simon Foundation.
Yes. Sam Simon Foundation.
You can't afford it. We'll do any operation to make your dog healthy.
How was Spay Day?
Hey, you know, Spay Day, I went to the, I was the mayor of Los Angeles.
Excuse me, you're the mayor?
Villaraigosa invited me to his the signing of this new spay bill.
Oh, great.
Nice. Bob Barker was there.
How did Bob look?
He looked great. He's very happy, I'm sure.
How old is he now?
I think he's 642.
Do you think he's neutered or spayed?
I think he drinks the blood of the puppies.
Oh, God.
That's what keeps him young.
Wouldn't that be unfortunate?
How much for video of that?
Well, in that case, he would want them to all reproduce, so there's plenty of puppy blood.
Now, he seemed very nice and was very happy. He's very charismatic.
When did you see it?
All right, here's Monkey. Morning. All right, here we go. Monkatine,
hey,
the rules.
Hey, no.
Did you bring money with you?
He wants to talk about the rules, I think.
All right, I think here's the rules.
Okay.
Every question is worth $100 for Malibu Dan. If he gets it wrong, and we always go on the first answer,
right,
he loses 50.
Now, do you have something?
Well, that's okay. But some of the questions he gets every week. And by now, he knows the answers.
I wouldn't rely on that.
I know, and then some of them, he gets so many hints.
No hints.
Right.
The hints are funny.
Well, but I think what Tim is saying,
If he has to have a hint, then the money's off the table.
Right, then we're just hinting for fun to see if he can get it.
Okay.
All right. All right, Malibu Dan, you ready, buddy?
I don't know, not after that conversation.
Okay,
the rule is $100 to Dan gets it right on this first nod.
And 50 bucks
50
at the,
minus if he gets it wrong.
That's good for you, Dan.
He just put $10,000 in front of me. Well, I don't have a clue what you just said.
$10,000. Look at
that.
No, it's not. This was a roll in that parking lot. All right. 520-9710. That's the main number here at the radio station. 520-90.
All right, let's go. And there's listener questions. And they asked him to spell cat last week.
Sam, would you allow Dan to smell the money?
Let me give the phone numbers out here.
Dan can touch the money, he can lick the money, he can smell the money, he can do whatever he wants.
All right, here are the phone numbers. Danny, man, you haven't learned anything, huh?
In the
12 years I've known you.
I'm just really excited. They're just looking at me like, dude, I've given up the numbers.
You used to do that when we work together. You always interrupt.
Sorry.
520-9710 and 888-520-97.
Sometimes the answers are on the board. Now, in those cases, he's still gotten them wrong.
I'm going to give out those two goddamn numbers until 11 o'clock. Then we're not going to take any calls. 888-520-9710. All right, Malibu Dan, here's the first question for you, young man.
All right, go ahead.
Without naming a regular beer, give me five light beers. Five different light beers without naming a regular beer. Five light beers.
Okay. Now,
like if you gave me...
I can't say Miller Lite because that's a regular beer.
No, that's one.
Oh, okay.
You just can't give me one that's not a light beer. Miller Lite is one.
Miller Lite, Bud Light, Coors Light. This is it. Samuel Adams Light. They have a light beer. Remember, Jim Cook said he would never do. He was on this very show.
He said, I don't know if it's still around, but we'll give it to you. All right.
Right? Okay, and then there's one more.
She has to get five.
How
right?
many? Oh, I know. This is it. Corona Light. Light Corona. Same thing.
All right.
All right. It's a $100.
Are you okay with that, Sammy?
That's okay.
I have to tell you, I did feel bad taking Sammy's money last week.
Yeah, but you took it.
Of course. What are you, nuts?
Yeah, I was going to say, but let me take all right, you to dinner next week.
Whitman, you got a question for the Muncatine?
I sure do, buddy. Malibu, we had a president with the initials LBJ. The J stands for Johnson. What does either the L or the B stand for?
Good night.
Hold on. LBJ. Gosh, I don't know why I can't stop you thinking of something.
Pick the L or the B, either right. one.
LB.
B. Benjamin. Bernard?
Did you get so long.
Is it Bernard?
Did you give him the Johnson because you didn't want to get dirty?
No. He wouldn't have got the J either.
It's Lyndon Baines.
Baines.
I tried to give you
right
the Johnson
tip of your tongue.
So you could remember it, kind of.
Yeah,
you know?
But who thinks of Baines as a middle name? That's horrible.
All right. In horse racing.
Yeah. Oh.
There's three races, and they make up the Triple Crown.
Okay.
Can you give us two of them?
The Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
I'll make this a $300 question.
Oh,
wait a minute. 300 if he gets it right, but still 50 if he gets it wrong.
No. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to do my very best to pronounce it, but if I get it wrong, you understand what I'm trying to say, and you can't dock me for it.
No, because the two races are very easy to pronounce. Is the Chapaz and the Plump.
The question again.
Yeah, the two of the three legs that make up the Triple Crown when it comes to horse racing.
The Kentucky Derby and the Preakness.
Whoa!
Oh, you got it!
Whoa!
$300!
Did I?
He's up to $350.
How were you going to pronounce that, if you don't mind me asking?
The Preakness.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
How do you know that?
You know what? It's 11 years working with this guy over
there. I'm really surprised he knew that.
I obtained some information.
Okay. Preakness, I never would have guessed.
Can I ask what the third is?
The Belmont.
You're up to $350 for $400 in correct responses.
Wow. Kicking ass. You break your bank, Sam. You're going to have to go back to The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that, Sam?
I'm good with it.
All right, here we go, Malibu Dan. I'll give you their first names. You tell us their last name.
Okay.
William, Stephen, and Daniel.
Baldwin.
Hey, now. Wow. Look at you. Another 100 bucks.
And this correct.
All right, Malibu Dan, where's Malibu Dan?
There's something going on.
No. It's unbelievable. You know, once in a while he gets in the zone.
I left Alec out just to
throw him. This will knock him out of the zone. Where's the Kremlin?
Oh, dear.
And specifically.
Out here.
Where's the Kremlin?
Where's the Kremlin, dear?
Okay. The Kremlin.
The what?
No B.
No, if he gets where the Kremlin is, or
then
the Kremlin,
you know for sure what it is.
Then it's an odd night.
Either one,
the Kremlin.
Right. Is it in Kremlin, Illinois?
No, I want to say it's on the top of a pie.
We're back.
Is that funny? Okay, we're laughing.
We're laughing.
Okay, we're laughing.
Whatever. Right.
This is fun. We're laughing.
Down 50.
Right? We're laughing.
Right, whatever the pill. Right. You
that should be
took,
down 1,000.
If smart
if. If he takes a geographical question and puts it on top of a suite, he should lose 100 next time.
Hey, what is the question that the answer is the thing on the top of a pie? Seriously.
And why do you
Maybe meringue?
Oh, was that what you thought?
No, I'm thinking of the crumbs of a pie.
Like crumb...
The crumbs.
Like crumb cake.
What is the answer to the question?
It's in Moscow.
Wait, is it a building?
Oh boy!
Now, Bobo.
What is it?
It's a building.
Okay. It is a building. It's the whole.
It's like the
where the government.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like our White House.
It's like our capital almost.
All right.
All right. Let's.
Yes, you're right, Brian.
All right. See, we all learned something today, huh? Yeah.
All right, Robert. You're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a question for the monk?
Yeah. Good evening, gentlemen.
What do you
okay,
got?
Dan, give Sam time to decide whether he wants to go for this or not. But this is a movie quote to a very famous movie.
Okay.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know,
very, yeah, it's a very famous movie.
Okay.
It's not the Poseidon Adventure.
All right.
I remember watching that.
Okay, we're going to need a bigger boat. Now, can I ask some questions, Sam?
No. We can't give you a lot of hints. You're already up $800,000.
Yeah, you're at $400.
Now, Simon, do you know where this comes from?
Yes, I do.
Is it the Titanic?
It's wrong.
How could it be we're going to need a bigger boat when that movie is about the biggest boat ever?
Well, no, because I was thinking of people getting off the boat, right?
Where are they getting off?
In little boats, and the baby-sized boats are like, hey, man, we're going to need a bigger boat.
All right, some logic, but it's not right. No, it's there was.
Do I know this movie? Is it Pirates of the Caribbean?
You've probably seen the movie maybe a dozen times.
Oh, then I think I know what it is too.
Spaceballs, but I don't remember that.
No, it's not Spaceballs.
Three Amigos.
We're gonna need a bigger joke.
There's a shark in it.
Yeah. Hold on.
There's a big shark in it.
Oh, Jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I didn't even think about that.
-50. Sorry, dude.
You're down to $350, Dan. Ooh,
sorry,
did that just come
up
to you? Did you know that right away?
Uh-huh. All right. Here we go, Malibu Dan.
Impressive.
Name the tallest building in Chicago.
Ooh.
Ooh. Sears Towers.
That's actually wrong.
Is it? Well, because I said the Sears building. The Sears.
Well, the first answer.
Sears Tower.
It's Sam. I don't know.
Sears
Towers. It's your decision.
Because there were the Twin Towers, and there's a Sears Tower.
If you say the Statue of Liberties.
No, Sears. Okay. Sears Tower.
Oh. No, Sam.
I think we got to give that.
All right. Give it to him. Ladies and gentlemen, look at that. All right.
Thank you.
Malibu Dan. There is a professional football team.
Oh, God.
That plays in the state of Wisconsin. What team would that be?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Ooh.
I'll give you a hint.
Uh-huh.
It's not the Miami Dolphins.
Well, there goes that. Wisconsin. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Color of that uniforms?
No.
You're not going to answer it.
No, that's too easy.
Is that too easy?
That'll give you a major hint.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Is there a joke around this? Like...
Huh? Not that I know of.
The one right now.
we're getting a one.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard it. Maybe there is.
Okay, Wisconsin. Football team. Wisconsin's football team.
Is?
The NFL team that plays in Wisconsin.
Right. I know. And they didn't have that great of a season. Hello?
They were one game shy of going to the Super Bowl. So I wouldn't say they had a crappy season.
Okay. Is it the,
time limit at some point?
Is there? Can I get a lifeline?
Nah, what do you think it is?
Well, you know, everything's running through my head. You know, I got the Buccaneers, I got the Redskins, I got the, I got a lot going on right here.
Well, so far you're not within 1,000
miles. The Ravens,
You're still not within 1,000 miles.
No.
But a very clever method there to just throw out a few of the things you're thinking that if you say the correct answer, you'd
something
get,
might pop.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I might get a reaction out of any of you.
The Buccaneers is probably about 1,800 miles away.
Yeah, that doesn't do it for me, Tim. Whoo-wee. Well, can I do this? Can I lessen the amount of money for one hint?
Oh, God.
No.
No. Oh, dear. Okay, so, all right, can I do this? Can you
forfeit?
Just take a guess. You're going to lose 50.
Well, you're right.
Either way.
I might as well take a guess.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah, take a guess.
We'll go with the, but the guesses are all wrong. Like, that's the worst part about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, take a guess.
But I...
Say a wrong answer.
Well, but say what you think it might be.
But that's it. Like, the word, like, I have a word that keeps on popping up.
Say it.
But it's the wrong game.
Then we'll ask you another question. You can bounce back.
Okay, I see
what we're doing
here. Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to Rolodex it back to remembering the question. What was the question?
Do you know what the question was?
Yeah.
What
was the question?
Oh, what's the NFL team for Wisconsin?
Right. And what's the answer?
That would be, well, see, I want to say, okay, I, I want to say Green Bay, but I know that's the Packers. I would say Green Bay.
That's the right answer.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
Hey, Malibu.
Jesus Christ.
Malibu.
Up to $550.
That was total. All right.
Malibu, you said the Buccaneers. Where do the Buccaneers play?
Oh. Okay.
Oh, that's a good $100 question. Good.
Ooh. Okay. Baltimore.
Do you know where the do you know where the Buccaneers are?
In between your
right on the side of your Buccaneer. Yeah.
That's a joke I kept on thinking about. I can't get that out of my head.
What state do the Buccaneers play in? That's probably worth $100. You got a 1 in 48 chance.
I know,
it's not Alaska. You know it's not Hawaii.
Yeah, but
you know it's not Wisconsin.
And you,
but I just said
47 chance.
But I just said Baltimore, and you said no to that.
Right. What state?
Right.
Baltimore is wrong. Baltimore is
a city.
Baltimore is a city. What state do the Buccaneers play in for $100?
All right. Baltimore.
Wrong.
No. Okay. No.
All right. Down to $450.
Well, what's the answer? Let me learn from this.
Florida.
Tampa Bay, Florida.
I was going to say that.
What state is Baltimore in?
Are we still going with that?
Oh, wait, that's a good question.
Oh, God.
Geography.
I know you're not good at that.
What state is Baltimore in?
Baltimore, is it, is it Massachusetts?
Oh!
Michigan?
No.
But it does begin with an M.
Missouri?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You're down to $400.
Maryland. All right.
You know
your
that's
question
a tough one.
For the monkey, everybody. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Stump the Monkey. Sam Simons with us, the monkey.
There,
Malibu
you?
Dan. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM in the middle of a Stump the Monkey session.
And a hardcore one, too, Timmy.
Yes. All right.
Red hot.
Matt in Norwalk, you're on 97.1 Free FM with the monk.
How many stripes are on the American flag?
Ooh.
How many stripes on the American flag? Go. How many stripes?
Well, just...
You looking for one?
Yeah.
There's not one in the room to help you out, unfortunately.
You know what? I mean, I could take a gander at it.
That's what we'd like to.
You're going to look at it?
Well, no.
That's what gander means.
I've had this. Can I ask one question, please? You look very irritated. I'm sorry.
Come on, Danny. How many stripes?
You know what? Dan is trying to run out the clock because he's got $400.
But you told me last week to take my time.
Answer the
that
question.
That was last week.
How many? How many stripes?
13.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So you knew, but you wanted to slow down, right?
That's exactly right.
Is that right? No, that's unfair.
You're not allowed to do that. Brian's right.
Okay.
Right. But you are up to $500.
No, I didn't want to slow down. I wanted to think about it first.
Here we go. I will give you the first names of a show business family. You give the last name.
Oh, this is fun.
Henry, Peter, Jane.
Oh, dear. Henry, Peter, Jane?
Right.
Peter, Jane. I'm not stalling. I really don't.
Hurry up.
Oh, Fonda.
Hey, another 100. Yeah. Wow.
All right.
All right. You may go to a CPA to help you with your taxes. What does that stand for? Do you go to a CPA?
I do.
And when you go to his office, it says CPA. What does that stand for?
Right. Okay.
Wait, wasn't his dad a CPA?
No. He was a headhunter. He worked for...
Answer the question.
Right.
We had a stripper in here once whose father was a CPA for 30 years, and we asked her, and she didn't know.
Now, can we take this apart? Because I feel rushed.
Hurry up. Yep.
Okay. Is it CPA? A is agent.
Okay, that's wrong.
It's incorrect.
So,
new question.
Well, what's the answer?
Certified.
Public.
And what does he do? He works numbers. What does he do?
He adds.
Ugh.
Certified adder. Public adder.
Okay. Let's leave it at F and that.
How about accountant?
Oh, fine.
Malibu Dan.
Call what you
pig.
Will. Do
Malibu Dan, in the news today, a governor of one of our 50 states was accused of employing a high price
hooker.
Hooker.
You know what?
And the governor
heard...
is from what state?
Some bitch. Because I heard this whole thing, and he
what state?
The governor of.
You heard it, but did you listen to it?
No. There was a couple Jewish chicks singing some Hebrew songs in the car next to me, and I was enthralled in that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quite a night out.
It was really entertaining. I kept thinking how easy they might be.
Right. Stop stalling.
You know what? Can I ask one question? East Coast, West Coast?
No.
Arizona?
No. New York is the answer.
Oh, that's right, because I remember thinking...
Next question,
please. Is it Mayor Bloomberg?
You're down to $500.
I know, look.
I don't know what your experience with Jewish chicks are, though, that they're the easiest women on the planet, though.
No, they're pretty easy. At least the Jews that I've been with. Yeah. Male and female.
All right, Dan in Huntington Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, what's the third rock from the sun?
I'm sorry, come again?
All right, the third rock from the sun. What is that in reference
Ooh,
to?
Ooh. Dear, didn't we go over this?
It's a TV show.
Is it Saturn? Oh, third rock from the sun? I thought he was serious.
No. Yeah, what's the third rock from the sun?
Is it the sun? Oh, no, I'm sorry. The moon. Oh, man. I've really lost my rhythm here, man.
Yeah.
You guys are rushing
Third
me.
Rock from the sun. You'll be embarrassed when you get it.
Neptune?
Would you be embarrassed?
Uranus? But you were pointing at your ass. I didn't know what you were doing.
Pointing at the ground, you idiot.
Oh, name three more planets besides ones you already mentioned.
Well, I don't know if I could do that. Did I mention Uranus?
Yes.
You mentioned mine.
You're showing it to me. Venus?
No. Babu.
Well, help me out here.
Did you ever see Third Rock from the Sun?
Yeah.
What planet were they on?
Earth. Hey, I thought it was a trick question.
Wow.
Well, look,
Marketing.
I need to slow down a bit. I'm not, I can't
No, you
act.
Need to, you need to,
Next
slowing
question,
down
please.
It shouldn't be part of your life right now. Speeding up.
Okay, all right. Fine.
Malibu Dam.
Yeah.
Slowing down.
Tell me what.
Very tired.
Tell me what the letters mean.
Yeah.
It's an acronym.
Mm-hmm.
AIDS. What does AIDS stand for? If someone has AIDS.
Well, it's not good, Brian.
Well, we know that.
Let's see. I'm just trying to. Right now, what I'm trying to do here, folks, is take each letter. Well, I can't even. I wouldn't even know what to throw out there.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, AIDS is four letters, right?
Right.
So let's go with is S syndrome?
Yes.
Yes.
It is. I feel so much better now.
Yeah.
Jerry's.
Thank you, Jerry. But the AID is what's killing me here. Wait a minute. It's not down. D isn't down, right?
All right, you're out.
You're out. Son of a mother.
Down syndrome?
Look, it's the first thing that came to mind. I've got
acquired Down syndrome.
I've got somebody telling me to go faster.
Go
you guys
faster.
Are, well,
next question.
What is what,
the answer? Is acquired immune deficiency syndrome?
And that should have been a $300 question.
Well, maybe
could
it
have been a million.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Malibu friggin' monkey, everybody. All right, Malibu Dam.
Yeah.
What is known as the biggest disaster in Chicago's history?
Just Chicago?
Yes.
You don't want to switch that to New York?
What's the biggest disaster in Chicago's history?
Huh.
There's a very popular song written about it.
There is.
I can actually probably even sing it to you, and you still wouldn't get it. The night Chicago died...
Okay, you know what?
Brother, what a blank it really was.
Look, I don't even know, man.
Yes, indeed.
It's obviously an old song, right? So it's
Tonight
so this
Chicago down.
Did this something that happened a long time ago?
Yes.
Do you? Can I ask one effing question here? Does it have to do with money? No. Would you tell?
No, it cost a lot, I'm sure, in damage.
Well, what could have happened in Chicago? They're good people. Like, it's a clean city.
Take a wild guess.
Well, I want to say the market.
No.
They had a market?
Well, the market crashed.
That's the Chicago market? Mercantile or whatever. Well,
okay, or what happened? What happened?
It was a fire. The night Chicago died.
Who knew that?
Everybody knows it.
Please, what the fire of 47? No one knows.
I don't know what year it was, but everyone knows the big Chicago fire.
What happened?
It was started by a cow.
Was
kicked
it really?
Over a lantern. Uh-huh.
Kicked over a lantern.
You have swung. Really? You have swung, my brother, from $600 now down to $350.
I know.
Let's keep those questions coming.
All right, Malibu Dan.
Okay.
What happened? A very unusual circumstance, a very unusual happening in the 1989 World Series between the Oakland Athletics and the San Francisco Giants.
What happened?
Yeah. There's an unusual. Something that happened. It happened during that World Series. It was pretty unusual, and a lot of people remember it.
Can I ask the year of the World Series?
It was 1989.
Well,
I think.
I'll give it a shot. I'm sure that I might be wrong, but was it the first black MVP? I mean, because those blacks are held back a lot. So, no.
Wow. Something unusual happened. A black guy won an MVP. Professional sports.
Well, what happened? Who knows the answer to that effing question?
There was an earthquake.
There was something very unusual that everyone remembers. Yeah. A black guy did well in a major sport championship.
I have a question for you, Dan.
It's a major earthquake.
Is it a San Francisco quake?
Yeah.
You're down to...
Not the San Francisco quake, but San Francisco.
Come on, let's go. Let's hurry.
Okay,
I
don't
want to pay this guy any money this week. Hurry up.
He's so stalling.
All right, here we go. I got a question. You're down to $300.
Yeah.
Correct answer will bring you $100, and of course, incorrect answer. You lose 50.
Now you're stalling.
You know Sam Simon, the gifted producer who's here, very well. He's paying you. He's the money man on this.
That's right.
Okay. Name six shows that Sam has been a part of.
Oh, all right. Are you cool with that?
Mm-hmm. Without a mistake, name six.
The Simpsons, Taxi, Tracy Ullman Show, The Drew Carey Show.
It's four.
Right. And there's one more missing?
Two. We need it. Half a dozen. Six.
Okay. Hold on.
Without a mistake.
Right.
Two more.
What did he say so far?
He said Tracy Ullman.
Tracy Ullman. The Drew Carey Show.
He said Taxi.
Taxi.
And The Simpsons.
And The Simpsons. And I'm missing two?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Big shows.
They're big shows.
You're missing more than two, but there's two big ones.
Well, I know. He's done a lot. Now, all right. Okay. The Norm Macdonald Show.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
That's not the name of the show.
But it was Norm Macdonald Show.
It was Norm.
Norm.
All right.
Okay, but I get that, right?
I'll give you that.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Now you have to name one more.
I got one more.
Next one I'm not going to give you when you get it wrong.
Okay. He pushes before me until the very end.
The Norm Macdonald Shows.
Hold on one sec.
The Norm Macdonald Shows.
No, no, no. Oh. Wait a minute. No.
Come on.
Well, hey, wait a minute.
Hurry up.
Okay, I'm working on it. Oh, dear. You've done some stuff with Seinfeld. Yes.
Is that it?
No.
Right. Oh, come on.
What's the fifth?
Cheers. Cheers is what we're looking
cheers.
For.
That's one of my favorite shows.
Okay, next question.
It's a radio show where everybody knows the monkey's name.
What a theme. What a great theme. Down to $250.
I know.
Let's talk to Mark in Ontario. Your question for the monkey.
Okay, the presidential question. We have Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain. What is their current job title?
Very good question.
Oh, okay. All right. These guys all have jobs. What do they do?
Have the same job, in fact.
Right. They're all governors.
Hello!
Hey! Whoa, no. What's wrong?
Wrong. All right.
Are they all senators?
Yes.
They are all senators.
Oh, they're the same.
Are we going to take a break?
Now, see, you got that. I swear he got that right 2 weeks ago. Honestly, you did.
But that proves your point wrong, that you right. could ask that, me this
right.
is my questions.
Point
we
wrong.
Got, we got to speed this right. up. Nate, on the 210, we're going to give you a four-pack of tickets to Good Guys 2 annual McGuire's Orange County Get-Together.
I'll be there.
At Malibu, the Orange collapsing. County Fairgrounds, March 15th and 16th.
You're up like $800. You're up 200. We got to go faster.
Visit good-guys.com for the latest. Good-guys.com. Winger.com. Sal and Altadena, you're going to win a pair of passes to Winger, appearing at the live at the Crash Mansion in downtown Los Angeles off Grand Olympic. I go to that every year.
Yeah, man.
This Friday night, purchase tickets at the Crash Mansion box office or Ticketmaster.com. And Steven and Torrance, you're going to get a pass to see The Bank Job. And it's the true story of the heist gone wrong in all the right ways. Check it out at theaters everywhere. The Bank Job. There you go. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. Malibu Dan is up how much money there?
He's at $200, Tim.
Oh. Oh.
And we're live at 97.1 Free
FM. It.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. We're in the middle of a Stump the Monkey session.
We gotta go fast because I gave him the extra money for that thing he got right.
And
I don't like the Green Bay thing. He guessed all those things. But
you're winning. You're winning. You really are winning. I had a very bad second segment.
Well, let's go.
All right. Malibu Dan, there is a city.
Oh, here we go.
That is half in Nevada, half in the state of California. That is very popular and offers gambling on the Nevada side. What city is it?
Prim.
That is...
Oh, dear.
Where's the buzzer?
That is wrong.
Because it's not wrong. It is Prim, Nevada.
No, Prim is in...
It's county line. It's state line.
Nope. Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe? That's what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Tut.
Big city that's half in California, half in Nevada. And on the Nevada side, they offer gambling.
I'll give it to you.
And that is not Prim.
You're down to $150 right. off your high of $600.
Malibu, name three heavyweight champions of the world.
Oh, all time. Okay.
Well, that's a good question. All time.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson.
Boom.
Evander Holyfield.
Excuse me?
Evander Holyfield. Oh, come on. Was I right?
The first time you were just wrong.
Why would you say Evander, his first name if you didn't know it?
Evander Holyfield. Holyfield. Wait a minute. You can't jinx
you
me
Holyfield?
On an incorrect name. If let me ask you this. Was Holyfield...
Yes, all right.
Then I got to get that.
Sam?
Come on, man.
Make it four. We'll give it two more.
All right, but you're being penalized. You have to give us four now.
Don't give first names if you don't know them.
Just say last names.
Okay, all right. Tyson, Holyfield, Muhammad Ali.
Right. How about that? I say to him, don't give first names unless you know them. The first thing he does is give first name.
Boom. But I know Muhammad Ali.
Who?
What?
Dali. We'll just go with Dali. Okay. Come on, I got it right.
Last name?
Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali. Right?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
I thought I heard Dali. Right.
Quick. You did.
Because you did.
One more.
Quick. Okay, hold on. Come on.
Pig.
Come on. Why are you calling me a pig?
Because you're just a pig when it comes to knowledge.
Okay, all right. And you look good. You look good.
Sitting in that.
You look good. That pig.
We should have a big vat
come
of mud
on,
in
piggy.
Here.
Come on, piggy. Answer the question.
Hold on.
One more.
The dehumanization.
I know. You said three originally, and it's unfair that I have to guess one more.
I didn't.
Now,
throw out the question.
One more.
All right.
Ali. Oh, gosh, man. I keep on thinking of damn Rocky, you know?
That's not one.
I know it's not. I'll stick that buzzer. So.
Okay, you got 20 seconds.
No. Don't put me on a limit. Don't put me on a limit because something's going to. Pow. Oh, you know what? Hold on.
15
Oscar
seconds.
Oscar De La Hoya.
Oscar De La Hoya.
Is that right?
That's it. Not heavyweight.
No, that's wrong.
Is that middleweight?
All right. You could have gone with George Foreman.
Yeah. Foreman, the guy who names all his kids
Joe Frazier.
Yeah.
Lennox Lewis, you probably
I kept on thinking of Rocky. Yeah.
Okay, and then you got to miss two more. Hurry up.
Yeah, you are at $100.
All right.
Malibu.
What a collapse, Malibu.
I know.
What is the famous theater district called in New York City?
Time's up.
The theater district?
Buzz? Yes.
What's it called?
In New York City. What's a theater district?
Wait, wasn't that an answer?
It actually was, but I got away with it.
Okay, then that's wrong.
What are you guys doing?
Why would we ask you what's the theater?
Because I thought it was a trick question. You asked me last week what was the color of George Washington's white horse?
How can you do this? You're down to $50.
All right.
Because I crack under pressure.
What do you think it is?
The theater district?
Yeah, the theater district where all the theaters are. What is that district called?
I know, I've been there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You've seen shows there.
It's a street.
I know. Are you talking about Fifth Avenue?
Oh, baboon.
Saks Fifth?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
It is a street.
Oh. It is a street. Uh-huh. That's right.
And it was also
51st Street.
It was also, yeah, it was 51st I can't Street. Wait to 50 make it a 51st Street.
51st
no,
Avenue.
Dope. It's also it was a department store out here for a long time.
Saks
well.
Fifth no, Avenue, no, Macy's, no, Bloomingdale's.
Ah, Bobo.
It was a how long?
If you can.
Sears?
No.
Sears?
Broadway.
Here we go.
Broadway. Oh, that was a BS question, Junior.
In what city does Arnold Schwarzenegger work? In what city does he work? Does he
Sacramento.
That is correct.
Yes.
Oh, he's up another $100.
Right. Oh, he's at 150.
Okay. Let's all go. Right. Malibu Dam.
Yeah.
If you name me one.
Oh, dear.
Actually, well. Yeah. Okay. Name me one team mm-hmm. in Los Angeles. Either, you know, the Kings, the Lakers. I guess you could go with the Rams.
Galaxy?
No. A team that is currently here. Where did they come from? Where did the Dodgers come from? Where did the Lakers, the Kings?
Okay. No, I hear you. I hear you. Okay.
And I want a specific. Don't give me the
okay.
The state.
Okay.
I want a specific city they came from.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, Lakers will take just the state, but
okay. Los Angeles Dodgers used to be the New York Dodgers.
That's not right.
That's not right.
Right. It's
but
not.
But what part of New York they
the
play?
Brooklyn Dodgers.
It's an incorrect answer. No, correct.
I think that's incorrect.
Well,
you're down to $100.
They were never called the New York Dodgers.
But you never said specifically.
He said that he actually
the name.
That
they
totally
were, they
said
were specifically the Brooklyn
all right,
Dodgers.
Since you're the cash guy.
Yeah. All right. Where are the Lakers from?
And you're very testy.
Where are the Lakers
tonight?
From?
Los Angeles.
Where were they before Los Angeles?
Oh.
Lakers. Lakers.
Lakers?
Lakers.
He's giving you a big hint.
Lakes.
You have 10 seconds.
Lakes. It says lakes.
Land of lakes.
Where's the land of lakes? And weren't they always from here?
Lots of lakes. Ers.
You mean the land with the Great Lakes?
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
You're onto something.
Okay. So it's a state I'm looking for.
Yes.
It's drawn a blank.
Yeah.
Is this state anywhere near here?
No.
You're at $100.
Near the Great Lakes.
It's a city, isn't it?
It's near the Great Lakes. It's a, well, yeah, but what state?
Great Lakes. Does it start with a P?
No.
All right. No, we're good. What is it? What's the answer?
The state of Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah. They were the Minneapolis.
Didn't I say that earlier?
But
he was
never going to get Minneapolis.
Maybe. Okay, real quick. You're down to 50. One more.
Would you have accepted Minneapolis?
Where are the LA Clippers from?
New York.
Oh, boy.
Buzz, please.
Oh, the LA. LA. But they're from New York, right?
Where were they from? They came from another city.
LA. Well, I obviously don't understand the question.
The LA Clippers are not from LA. What city are they from?
They started in another city.
Why don't you say LA again?
But didn't I say?
I think the audience likes that.
I said New York, right?
And it was incorrect.
It's a trick question.
I don't know how Sarah lives with you. I really don't. If I was listening to the show right now, I'd be packing my bags in Sarabella and moving into a shelter.
Right. Okay,
for
misdirected
women.
Anger. It's
a
not like I have to
abused women
with only using only the power of your incorrect answers. You have free. Fallen.
To what?
From $600 to $0.
Now, how does that make you feel?
Good.
Using only the power of your incorrect
responses. All right, it's over. Congratulations,
Malibu. One more question.
All right, one last question.
One more question.
One last question.
I got to buy fish. I got to buy fish.
You mentioned. Oh, you want it for my question? You mentioned Mayor Bloomberg before.
That's right. Good you.
In New York. Who was the mayor of New York before him?
Oh, Reardon.
Good.
Reardon?
No, never you did. Giuliani. Bastard.
Sorry.
Bastard.
First answer.
Bastard. All right.
It's Conway Whitman live at 97.1 FM. You're an idiot, monkey.